This is Mr. Drummond and P4 from Uphall Primary School. We've been measuring things around the classroom in units that we've made up today. The first person we're going to hear from is Katie. So, Katie, what's the name of your measure that your group created?
Gatan.
And what is a gatan?
Alicia's pencil.
And which bit of Alicia's pencil did you use to measure with?
The top of the tip.
And the top of the tip to which part?
The bottom.
Excellent. And can you tell me something that you measured with your gatan measurement?
A box.
And how big was the box?
Two gatan.
The box was two gatan. Thank you very much. The next person we're going to hear from is Sasha. Sasha, what was the name of your measure?
Wrapping Rubster's handspans.
And what was a wrapping a Rubster handspan?
Handspans.
Whose handspan was it?
Kai's.
And was it from his little finger to his thumb or?
His fist.
Right, and what did you measure using the wrapping Ruber's handspans?
Me.
Okay, and how tall were you?
35 wrapping Rubster's handspans.
Thank you very much. The next person we're going to hear from is Cameron. Cameron, what was the unit called in your group?
Hieroglyphic unit.
And what was a hieroglyphic unit?
It's like a certain hieroglyph from the top of it to the bottom of it.
Excellent. And what did you measure with that hieroglyph?
Sasha's chair.
And how tall was that?
15 hieroglyphic units.
Excellent. Thank you very much. The next group we're going to hear from is Kerry's group. Kerry, what was the name of the unit you measured with?
Jamie's head.
Right. And what was a Jamie's head?
It's from his chin to the top of his head.
The chin to the top of his head. Excellent. And what did you measure in Jamie's head?
My chair.
And how tall was your chair?
Four Jamie's head.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. The next group we're going to hear from is Leah's group. So, Leah, what was the name of your measure?
The pencil case.
And how did you use the pencil case to measure?
The length.
The length of the pencil case. Anyone's pencil case or a certain pencil case?
Luke's pencil case.
Length of Luke's pencil case. What did you measure then with Luke's pencil case? What can you tell us about?
My head.
And how big's your head measured with Luke's pencil case?
1.20.
Thank you very much. So the next person we're going to hear from is Jack. Jack, what measurement did your group use?
My head.
Oh, you Jack said. And which part of your head?
From my top of my head to my chin.
So from the top of the head to the chin. And what did you measure using your head?
A whiteboard.
And how tall was the whiteboard in Jack's heads?
Four of my heads.
Four of your heads. And did your head reach right to the top?
No.
So how did you get the answer was four?
We just guessed.
Guessed or estimated at the end. That's excellent. Well done. Thank you very much. So as you can see, we've done a lot of thinking this morning in our maths in Primary 4 and a lot of measuring and a lot of enjoyment as well. I think the class has been very innovative, so well done Primary 4.